Good morning. It's time for chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Acts chapter 20, verses 17 through 28. The Reverend Larry Vogel is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
The reading this morning is from Acts chapter 20. Now from Miletus, he sent to Ephesus and called the elders of the church to come to him. And when they came to him, he said to them, "You yourselves know how I lived among you the whole time from the first day that I set foot in Asia, serving the Lord with all humility and with tears and with trials that happened to me through the plots of the Jews. Now I did not shrink from declaring to you anything that was profitable and teaching you in public and from house to house, testifying both to Jews and to Greeks of repentance toward God and of faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. And now, behold, I am going to Jerusalem, constrained by the Spirit, not knowing what will happen to me there, except that the Holy Spirit testifies to me in every city that imprisonment and afflictions await me. But I do not account my life of any value, nor as precious to myself, if only I may finish my course and the ministry that I received from the Lord Jesus to testify to the gospel of the grace of God. And now, behold, I know that none of you among whom I have gone about proclaiming the kingdom will see my face again. Therefore, I testify to you this day that I'm innocent of the blood of all of you, for I did not shrink from declaring to you the whole counsel of God. Pay careful attention to yourselves and to all the flock in which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to care for the church of God, which he obtained with his own blood. O Lord, have mercy on us. Some of you here are called workers. It means you've had the experience of a divine call. You're serving in a ministry, and then one day you receive word that you've been called to serve elsewhere. Perhaps another congregation or school. Maybe right here in the International Center. You must decide to stay where you are now, called to serve, or leave to serve elsewhere. Meanwhile, the lay people that you are serving are waiting. So are the people who are calling you, waiting and hopefully praying. And ideally, they're praying that you will discern the Lord's will and follow it, even if that means they lose a beloved church worker, or if it means they fail to receive the worker that they are convinced they need. It can be a deeply emotional experience for everyone. The reading this morning from Acts puts us in the middle of something similar. Paul is leaving Asia, where he has been serving, teaching and planting and nurturing churches. He's accepted the call of God to go to Jerusalem. Is saying goodbye to people he has served, people who love him, in particular the elders, the pastors of the Ephesian congregations. Luke describes it very dispassionately, just relating the who, the what, the when, and the where. Yet the event is deeply emotional, for Paul speaks of tears and trials, of a ministry both in public and going house to house, person to person with people. People he obviously loves. So far, we can understand all of that, makes sense. But only so far is it similar to our experiences. Paul has accepted the call to go to Jerusalem. But it isn't the call to be the bishop of that church or something similar to that, no. No, this is not that. The Holy Spirit has led him, has called him, but it has not been gentle, and it's been definite. It's not to opportunities or something like that. It is to Jerusalem for something different. Paul says he is, ESV puts it, constrained by the Spirit, and literally it is bound by the Spirit, the way a prisoner is manacled before transporting him to another place. Paul is bound to go to Jerusalem, even though he only knows this much. In his words, the Holy Spirit testifies to me in every city that imprisonment and afflictions await me. He has accepted this call, but accepted it only because, again he says, I do not account my life of any value, nor as precious to myself. If only I may finish my course and the ministry that I receive from the Lord Jesus, to testify to the gospel of the grace of God. That point, it sounds pretty different from the call process that you and I might have gone through, or that we experienced when we were calling a pastor or DCE or teacher or someone to work in the church as a called servant. Our thinking about calls tends to look at opportunities. It tends to look at where we're going to be using our gifts more fully, and maybe happily. Tends to look at greater responsibility and, if the truth be told, of greater rewards. Well, maybe Paul was just boasting. Engaged in a bit of exaggeration, perhaps? He's not. Paul was speaking the truth. He really did count the gospel as far more precious than his very life. He really didn't shrink from declaring the whole counsel of God, no matter how uncomfortable that might be. He didn't shrink from profitable proclamation and teaching, profitable to those who would hear. He really did testify both to Jews, to Greeks, of repentance toward God and of faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, and he really was ready to die for it all. I, for one, read these words pretty sheepishly. They humble me thoroughly. I do not account my life of any value, nor as precious to myself, says Paul. If I said that, I'd be lying. How about you? We unworthy servants, however, should also read these words gratefully. For the Spirit who bound Paul and empowered him to preach and to teach and to follow Christ, even at the cost of life itself. That same Holy Spirit has preserved this word for our ears. He's preserved it for our heads and for our hearts. He's inspired holy men of God so that we might hear this striking truth. That even though we love ourselves dearly, there is someone who loves us more, and what he calls us to is worth our very lives. The Spirit who constrained Paul to go to Jerusalem for the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, despite the cost, will not cease speaking to you and to me, indeed constraining you and me with this truth. The gospel is more precious than your life, more precious than our lives. It's the power of God for salvation, for the life of the risen Lord Jesus that has been shared with us, with you and me, shared already and to be fulfilled one day when we finish our course. That's just a little bit scary. But it's also true, and it's glorious. Because of that truth, the gospel that Christ has died, Christ is risen, and Christ will come again. The gospel that because he lives, we will live also. The gospel that neither height nor depth nor angels or demons or no power in heaven or earth will separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. Because of that gospel truth, timid disciples and sheepish sheep are emboldened. Ephesian elders are emboldened. 21st century pastors and teachers and Church workers are emboldened. Members of the royal priesthood, every last one of us, are emboldened. And emboldened how? Well, to be little Paul's, or better yet, to be little Christ's, serving the Lord with all humility and declaring each in our place and where we are called to work and live and serve the counsel of God, the whole counsel, wherever, to whomever, and always. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for the short-term team from St. John's Lutheran Church in Grand Haven, Michigan, who served the Lord in Jamaica. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.